Hey, this is Brother Chupo. So we're on the street, and we are flying gospel signs, handing out gospel cards. We're in northern Georgia. Hey, want to talk to you today about planting seeds. Sister Amon just saw a lady walking down the sidewalk, walked by her, gave her a gospel card, talked to her for a minute or so. Brother Kuro just witnessed to a young man, maybe in his 20s, preached the gospel to him, walking by, crossing the street. I'm flying gospel signs. Everywhere we go, we hand out gospel cards, we talk to people, we point to Christ, we give them bits and pieces of truth. Why are we doing this? Well, have you ever read the parable of the sower? What was he sowing? Seeds. Have you ever seen seeds? They're really small. A corn seed goes in the ground and it ends up growing a couple thousand other seeds on ears of corn. A tomato seed goes in the ground and it produces a giant tomato plant. Tomato seeds produce tomato plants. You know a tree by its fruit, don't you? And so a little mustard seed, the Bible talks about, one of the smallest seeds can grow a big giant tree or bush or plant. So think about what we're doing. We're planting seeds of truth into people. Yeah, some people drive by and yell things. But we're planting seeds of truth in people so that they can take that gospel card and the Holy Spirit can prick their conscience so that they can say, you know, I know the world is evil and I know that I'm sinned against God and I know that I'm headed for death and judgment and wrath and I know the churches are false and corrupt. And that's why we go. Jesus said, be salt, be light. We want to be seed sowers. Most of these seeds we know are going to fall on stony ground. Most of them are going to go into the weeds and be choked out. Very few of them are going to make it to fertile ground. That's what our hope is. But you know what? Ezekiel 33, our hands are clean when we give the warning, when we tell of Christ's good news, when we warn of the wrath, when we show them the way, when we offer to help them, when we offer our website, and they reject the truth to love their sin and unrighteousness. Ezekiel 33 says, if the watchman warns, his hands are clean, no blood will be required of him. We're just out here being watchmen. We're warning people that death and wrath and judgment and God's fire is coming, but grace and mercy and love and truth is available if you will repent and turn. A lot of seeds being planted. We plant them on our van covered with gospel signs when we drive. We plant them wherever we go and leave gospel cards behind. We hand out gospel cards. We street preach. We do events. We're all over the internet. You can find us. Look up denominations exposed. We come up like two or three. Why do we do this? Planting seeds of truth so that they can grow in people. Many of these people I witnessed to, last thought, I'm an old man, close to death. Many of these people we witness to will be living on, if the Lord tarries, long after I'm dead. Think of the truth that we get to pour into them that maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now will come to a harvest. Another last point. I said last point. I witnessed to a man just the other day, 32 years old, in the Navy. The truth really stuck to him. He was a sponge. He absorbed it. You know what he told me? He said, I've been all over the world, and I've lived in America for 32 years. I've never seen a street preacher, and I've never heard what you're telling me. This is why we go. This is why we sold everything we own. This is why we fund ourselves. This is why we focus every day on ministry, online, in person, at events, on the street, in front of churches. We'll be outside churches tomorrow. Planting seeds of truth so people can find eternal salvation in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his glorious resurrection, repentance to him, turning from all your sin and false worldly churchianity ways and the culture's ways. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Walk in holiness and obedience as fruit that you know him, and endure to the end in a saving faith. That's the biblical gospel. That's the seeds we're planting. Calling people to the love of God. Warning about his wrath to come. Love y'all. God be praised.